From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, April 6, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting this week legislator William Lawrence, the Republican of Cairo and chairman of the Public Safety Committee, said discussion about the possible construction of a $51.4 million county jail behind the Greene County Correctional Facility off Route 9W in Coxsackie will continue until the county begins budget talks in the fall. He said, and I quote, "Whether or not we do anything with the jail this year, the important thing is to make sure we keep our numbers as low as possible," end quote. He said alternatives to incarceration, including diversion and health treatment options, as well as recidivism and bail options, will be taken up by committee at future meetings. Lawrence said, and I quote, "All of these are worth discussing, but of course they require funding. We also want to look at model programs and start our own and maybe get funded to do something new and novel," end quote. Legislator Lori Torgerson, the Democrat of Windham and a member of the Alternatives to Incarceration Subcommittee, said she is looking forward to the discussions. She said, and I quote, "These are the kinds of initiatives that will reduce population, reduce expense, and improve outcomes," end quote. The legislature will hold a workshop meeting dedicated to the jail project next week. "No action will be taken," Lawrence said, "but some jail-related plans," and I quote, "may be eliminated," end quote. The full legislature last month authorized an agreement for a $51.42 million loan from the U.S. Department of Agricultural Rural Development Agency to fund a new facility after the Public Safety Committee blocked an effort to study the feasibility of a shared jail with Columbia County. The jail review workshop will be held at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, April the 11th, at the Greene County Office Building on Main Street in Catskill. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. Democrat Gareth Rhodes, a candidate in the 19th Congressional District Democratic primary, is vowing to withhold campaign advertising from WRGB, also known as CBS6, due to its participation in the production and airing of the fake news message mandated by its corporate owner, Sinclair Broadcasting Group. The message mechanically repeated President Donald Trump's accusation of, and I quote, "fake news," end quote, in the media. WRGB is one of 193 stations nationwide owned by Maryland-based Sinclair, spread across 89 U.S. markets that cover more than 40% of American households. Rhodes said, and I quote, "Sinclair's attacks on our press are dangerous, and I refuse to be complicit in allowing them to continue. It is unacceptable that a media conglomerate like Sinclair would force our trusted local news anchors to push a one-sided political agenda, valuing partisan politics over informing the American public," end quote. Rhodes is a former aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo and lives in Cahokeson, Ulster County. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. NewEnglandSkillIndustry.com is reporting the Catamount Resort in Hillsdale is for sale after 45 years under the same ownership. The facility has operated continuously since 1939. Myris Resort Advertisers is listing the ski area and summer park, located on 385 acres of private land and 12 acres of leased land on the New York-Massachusetts border. Bill Gilbert, Sandy Gilbert, and Don Edwards acquired Catamount in 1973 and quickly improved the snowmaking and base facilities. The owners launched the Catamount Aerial Adventure Park in 2009 and then advanced the proposed $80 million four-season resort Berkshire Mountain Club project. The proposal included a timeshare hotel, two new airlifts, and additional trails. The developer pulled out of the project in 2015 after it faced a legal challenge filed by a local lodging facility. Owner Bill Gilbert passed away in 2016. And you can read that full story at NewEnglandSkiIndustry.com. And for our final story, U.S. Representative John Faso will attend the lighting of the Shawn's Run Safety Tree April the 6th at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, according to a statement released by Joe Garut, the congressman's spokesman. The appearance is not included on Faso's daily public schedule online. The safety tree observation begins in the lobby of the medical office building at the hospital and concludes outside near the emergency room entrance at the Safety Tree Living Billboard, a blue spruce that grows on the hospital lawn. The observation this year will light 6 red bulbs to remember those killed in alcohol-involved car crashes in 2017, 3 from Columbia County and 3 from Greene County. The 17th annual Sean's Run weekend will take place April 28th and April 29th in Chatham. The lighting of the safety tree will occur 5 p.m. Friday, April the 6th at Columbia Memorial Hospital. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow today before 11 a.m. Then rain and snow are likely between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Then rain is likely after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy today with a temperature high near 43 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of rain and snow before 11 p.m. Then a chance of snow between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. It will be cloudy on Friday night with a temperature low of 30 degrees. And now your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 42 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m. And the sun will set at 7:26 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 6th day of April, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.